On This Day with Gunners and Ali.
Let's check out what happened on this day, Friday the 18th of January 2019. Just a side note, Tamworth Country Music Festival gets underway today.
Yee-haw! That's nice, dear.
Today, David Bellamy, the English environmentalist, botanist, ecologist and author and broadcaster, is 86 years old. Paul Keating, former Aussie Prime Minister, he's 75.
You fraud! You disgraceful, disgusting fraud!
Peter Moon, the Australian comedian, is 66. Kevin Costner, the US actor and director, had many, many movies, including Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, The Bodyguard with Whitney Houston, Dances with Wolves, and that one on the water. What was that one called again?
A Mistake.
He's 64 today.
That was called, Splash. It was Waterworld.
Yeah, Waterworld. Tom Bailey, the vocalist and keyboard player with the UK band The Thompson Twins, is 63. Jane Horrocks, the English actress who played Bubbles in the TV comedy Absolutely Fabulous, is 55. Anthony Koutafidis, former AFL footballer, he's 46. And Mike Tierney, the Australian singer who's a vocalist with Human Nature, he's the littlest one, he's 42 today.
The first Valiant car was released by Chrysler in Adelaide on this day in 1962.
There was lots of shows that debuted on this day, but all across the years, 1982, Sons and Daughters. Sons and Daughters. 1988, A Current Affair began. And in 1994, Blue Heelers debuted on 7.
Lots of parts of Australia are experiencing heatwave conditions at the moment, and Sydney recorded its hottest day on record with 45.8 degrees on this day in 2013. Will that be eclipsed?
It could do. David Bowie's album Black Star entered the Aussie charts at number one on this day in 2016.
We lost another music legend on this day in 2016 from the Eagles. It was Glenn Frey, died aged 67.
And a rescue drone was used for the first time to save swimmers struggling in heavy surf in New South Wales just last year.
There's technology working for you.
Yeah, the drones actually descended down to the boys and dropped off some flotation devices. How cool's that?
Nice work, Mr. Drone.
And that's on this day for Friday the 18th of January 2019.